And Gary, you know, my statement that I always say is like, you know, our SEO is like the organic version of AdWords. It's going to cost more, it's going to take longer, but ultimately, you know, no one should be beholden to one of these paid platforms. I mean, this, you know, do you want to pay for in your industry? And I'm not going to say publicly what we bid, but you know, if for everybody out there that wants to bid, you know, $100 a click on something, I don't. And I don't, not only, you know, as your marketer, and I'm sure that you don't. So if there's any way that we can get leads from places that are less expensive, you know, it's not about always cutting back. It's about where we're putting funds and what is the most appropriate place, whether it's, you know, a long-term or a short-term focus. You know, AdWords and paid traffic, all that stuff is great, but you know, ultimately, you know, it's like a light switch. You know, I don't think you get the lasting benefit out of paid that you do from organic. And I think people perceive it differently. I mean, how many ads do you skip past? You know, I'm not to say that everybody does that, but you know, I think there's a different view of a company when their organic presence and their visual preference presence are both very strong.
So, Brennan,
It's yeah,
yep, go
it's
ahead.
I was just going to say it's like driving down the highway and you see a billboard for Chuck's Diner and you're like, oh, look, Chuck's Diner. Doesn't mean you're going to go there on exit 23.
But if you search for great food places near me, that's probably a more reliable suggestion.
Brennan, because you've asked me a couple of bad questions, I put up the next question. I put up the next question for you to ask me on the screen.
Sure. Gary, have you ever had a bad experience with a marketing firm or an advertising agency? And what happened? How did you come out of that? How did you transform from a
What did
caterpillar
you
butterfly?
learn? Yeah, I have. Look, I've been doing this for 28 years. October 9th was the I looked on my law license. I was sworn on October 9th in 1992. So, and my prior firm, we threw money at we more threw money at advertising. I bought big Yellow Pages ads. It was hard to figure out the ROI. I had what I affectionately called, or not affectionately called, marketing vultures around me coming to me, overpromising and underperforming. And I had, you know, they'd say this, that, or the other thing. And you know, to agree with you, Brennan, the thing that I hate now is when people talk about impressions. Like, hey, we got this impressions. Like, yeah, but no one clicked through. That doesn't mean anything. So it's just like driving by a billboard on a highway. You're never going to go there. So I've had bad experiences of big companies overpromising and underperforming. They have their place in the system. I get it. But what I do, what I was, when I started my own firm, I was forced, I didn't have anybody to blame but myself. It forced me to be more accountable to myself. I read marketing books. I educated myself. I'm an educated consumer of marketing services now. I was not before. And I learned to look underneath the hood. I learned to look, you know, for Chuck's Diner, I looked to see what's behind in the buffet. How do they make the food? And I see you guys know this. I mean, literally, David, I was writing content. I was putting it on WordPress. You were editing it and doing. I wrote the first 100 pages and this or that. And you're like, oh shit, you know, we got to deal with this guy. But I backed off. But you know, so now I do it, and I'm a partner with you, and I listen to you, and you look to me. So, and I see the results all the time. Your results, I mean, your results are amazing. I mean, we started this 5 years ago, and we're beating everybody, which is great, and it's a good partnership. So I learned to not just throw money at marketing, no matter what it is. What are you getting? What's your ROI? Ask the questions. I can't tell you so many meetings I was with, and they show me graphs or impressions and talk about words. And I'm like, listen, I'm a smart guy. I don't know what you guys are saying, but I kind of don't want to say it because, you know,
Right.
and sometimes,
Yeah.
and the other thing is there's not, this ain't a one horse town anymore. There's other good companies where you can go to and get real good marketing advice. So that's my answer to that question.
Sure. Well, and as I've explained this to a lot of people, and Gary, we've talked about it too, is you know, when you get to the higher end tier, it ultimately becomes it's not an individual versus individual. You know, you're basically have one marketing company versus another marketing company. And you know what? One of the biggest problems that I and I've said this for years is you know how can you promise something that you can't do for yourself, right? So when you have these companies out here making these big claims, it's like, oh, well, we can get you number one or number two or number three on Google. We'll get you here and we'll get you there and you're going to get all these leads. Well, why aren't you doing that? And I think that a lot of people should look a bit more closely at that. And I'm not trying to be a braggart. You know, we don't practice that here. Like you've said, we speak softly and carry a big stick. But, you know, I think that's something to really look at when you're choosing, you know, your marketing company is, have they been able to do the same thing for themselves? And obviously they're going to be the most important to themselves. Why wouldn't they do their own stuff first? And if they can't do it for themselves, how can they do that for you? Do they even have the experience to back up all the things that they're saying? And Gary, I think I've seen more bad marketing companies than you ever have, because literally every single person that comes to me has one that works for them right now. You know, every new lead that comes to the door, hey, I work with another marketing company and here's what they're doing. And I look at these reports and I'm like, fire them right now. Like, get rid of them. This isn't working. And they know it's not working. That's why they're reaching out. You know, they're business owners. They might not be smart on marketing, but they're smart enough to run a business and realize when they're getting taken advantage of.